VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is substantially increasing economic sanctions against Iran in the wake of last weekend's missile and drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil fields. Washington says they were launched by Tehran. Trump's order comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo travels to Jeddah to meet with Saudi officials about how to respond to the attack. Iran is warning that if any actions are taken against it, Tehran will respond immediately. Meanwhile, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports senior Iranians may skip an upcoming UN meeting because they say they do not have U.S. clearance.
The UN meeting had been considered an opportunity for direct talks between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and President Donald Trump amid a summer of heightened tensions and attacks in the wake of America's unilateral withdrawal from Iran's nuclear deal with world powers a year ago. However, the recent attack in Saudi Arabia and hardening comments from Iran suggest such talks are increasingly unlikely.
SAP's Charles de Ledesma. Exit polls in Israel's national election show neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. AP's Aaron Heller reports that while results from Israel's unprecedented repeat election remain uncertain, it's clear the election didn't go Netanyahu's way.
You can already say that Netanyahu did not win, and that was what he is expected to have happened sort of in the last several elections. He's won them. He's been in power for over 10 years. And this time he does not have an outright victory, and he's going to need a lot of machinations and a lot of things to go his way for him to be able to hang on to power.
This woman from Tel Aviv says she hopes the next prime minister will create peace with the Palestinians.
I want peace for me, for them, for my children, and for the other next generation, because it will be better for everybody. That's what I hope it will be here.
This is VOA News. Militants in